Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Setter. Virginia Kesmerick, CEO and President of the Northfield YMCA, as well as the driving force behind its success, is leaving. Yesterday afternoon, the Board of Directors announced with a mix of sadness and gratitude that Kesmerick is leaving effective October 26th. Since 2007, Virginia has played a critical role in the development and success of the organization, including raising $9.4 million, allowing the opening of a brand new facility in 2014. She's grown the membership to an average of 5,000 members monthly. Kesmerick, who loves a challenge, was courted by the Rochester YMCA and has taken the executive director position there. KYMN will have Virginia on the air with us sometime next week. The board of directors will begin conducting a search to find a new CEO. They'll also be posting soon for an interim director to lead during the transition period. If you have any questions or concerns, reach out to Board Chair Gretchen Ehrsman. Northfield Council voted to move forward in directing staff to start negotiations with Dick Sanitation, or DSI. Because it could be another five-year contract, Mayor Pownell said they
but did ask them to come back to the council with some different options or more information on composting, more recycling, public education.
Administrator Ben Martig said he was surprised that Northfield residents had a higher rate of contamination in their recyclables, meaning items that shouldn't be in the recycling bin. The council also wants them to take another look at organics pickup, yard waste pickup, and possibly charging by weight. The contract expires March of 2019. The Northfield compost site on Armstrong Road reopened today. The hours will remain 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. for now. City Streets and Parks Manager Tim Barrett said they'll reassess as storm cleanup wraps up. The temporary rodeo ground site off Highway 3 is now closed. The citywide pickup of debris begins Monday, October 8th. Be sure to have your branches and yard debris pulled to the curb. As stated yesterday, the city will pick up stumps and possibly root balls another day. Rice County Administrator Sarah Falstead said the county is still looking for volunteers to help with storm cleanup this Saturday. If you're interested, call 833-643-7423. You can also register the same day. They need people with chainsaw experience and also general cleanup. Volunteers should report to the Rice County Fairgrounds in Faribault. Volunteers are needed from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. All this information and more is on kymnradio.net. Motorists in the Rochester area may encounter traffic delays and temporary stoppage of traffic on State Highways 14, 52, and 63 due to the presidential visit this afternoon and evening. That's according to MnDOT. Electronic message boards will be used on Rochester area highways to provide motorists with information about traffic delays. And Dundas Police Chief Gordon Menke is retiring after 23 years. You're invited to stop by a retirement recognition tomorrow from 2 to 3 p.m. at the Memorial Park Pavilion in Dundas. News from around the state is next.